bones for Hansel and Gretel. Night whisperings, selfish mother, weak father. Two mouths good, four mouths bad. Plan hatched.
Children listening.
She weeps.
He gathers pebbles in his pocket.
Silver coins by the light of the moon. Home again.
Whispering.
Weeping.
No more pebbles.
Breadcrumbs in his pocket.
Birds eat their fill by the light of the moon.
She weeps.
He comforts.
They walk in circles. Walk in circles. She weeps.
He comforts.
In circles.
Daybreak. Bird song. Quickly. Follow the sound. A clearing. A house sweet and sticky.
She eats.
He eats.
A kind woman. No, a witch. A cage.
She weeps.
He plots.
She weeps.
He fools the witch.
Scrawny boy, chicken bone. Hunger blinds the witch. Lights the oven, licks her lips.
She weeps. No, enough. She pushes hard, smells burning flesh, dries her tears, opens the cage.
No need for pebbles, no need for breadcrumbs. Eyes wide open by the light of the moon.
A million years ago. Important man with your important job and your important way of verbally stoning your wife at each turn every day.
This is, of course, when you are not away.
Make sure
the cow,
as you like to call her, laughing at her across the table with your 14-year-old daughter,
understands
that no matter how hard she tries, she will never be important. Why?
Because she is stupid.
Lucky enough you remind her, at least she forgets.
She is a stupid cow.
Were these the words you wrote in letter after letter, or whispered in her young ears,
her eyes bright,
or uttered with your vows before you walked down the aisle of that fairy tale a million years ago?
You stupid cow, will you be my stupid slave? Come on now, baby, chin up, be brave. You stupid cow, I will be important, and you will be my slave.
Important man, were these the words you used a million years ago when you loved her so? When you loved her so.